want to welcome into the studio now Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to talk about the back to school clothing and footwear allowance.
We are indeed. We've had a lot of queries because it usually comes out in June, especially with the kids going on their holidays now next Friday on the 28th of June. And the back to school clothing and footwear allowance helps you meet the cost of uniforms and footwear for children going back to school. The 2019 scheme opens on the 1st of June 2019. However, application forms will not be available until the 24th of June. So you cannot get an application form until the 24th of June. And from that date, we will have them here in the Citizens Advice in the Civic Centre. The Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection pays the back to school clothing and footwear allowance automatically to many families. This means that they do not have to apply for the payment. If you qualify automatically, you will receive your payment the week beginning the 8th of July 2019. So if you're automatically entitled the week beginning the 8th of July, they'll be paying at the first slot of back to school clothing and footwear allowance. You will need to apply to the department if you have not received a payment notification letter by the end of June. So if you don't get a letter by the end of June, you can come up to us in the Civic Centre and get your form and fill it in and send it off. Now the rules, you may qualify for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance if you are getting a social welfare payment, including the work and family payment, formerly known as FIS, and the back to work family dividend, or a health service executive payment, or taking part in an approved employment scheme, back to work scheme, or taking part in a recognised education or training course, or getting a daily expenses allowance, formerly called direct provision allowance, for a child in education, for yourself if you're 18 to 22 and returning to full-time second level education. This is where the problem comes. They used to pay the back to school if you were between 18 and 22, even if you're in third level education. It's only paid up to 18 to 22 if you're in second level. They don't pay for it if you're in third level education. That's very important to remember. Now your child must be aged between 4 and 17 on or before the 30th of September 2019. If they're aged between 18 to 22, what I already said, they must be in full-time second level education. That means doing their leaving or their junior cert. In general, you must be getting an increase for a qualified child with your payment. There are some exceptions for this. For example, you may be getting a qualified payment, but you are not getting an increase for your child because the rules of the scheme do not provide for a child payment. Maternity benefit is one of these, adoptive benefit, for example. In such cases, you can still claim the back to school education allowance if you satisfy the other criteria. In other cases, a qualified child is not paid because the income of the spouse or partner is over the specific limits, but your overall household income is within the limits specified below. So the income limits for 2019 is your weekly capital. The first 5,000 is not taken into account. The next 10,000, it's €1 per 1,000. The next 25,000 is €2 per 1,000. And then the balance is €4 per 1,000. Now, any income you get from child benefit, rent supplement, or other income supplement, formerly known as mortgage interest supplement, work and family payment, the guardian's payment, blind welfare allowance, rehabilitation training allowance, rehabilitation employment up to €120 per week, domiciliary care allowance and mobility allowance. So when you're adding up your means, none of these things that I've listed will be taken into account when doing a means test. So the weekly income limits for this year is for one child, your income has to be below €670 a week, two children €637.70, three children €674.70, to four children €711.70, and then if you have more than four children, you add on to the €711.70, which is for four children, an extra €37 for each additional child you have over four. Now that's an income for couples. Now the lone parent income limits is one child €435.30, two children €472.30, three children €509.30. Fourth child, €546.30. And then again, you add on €37 for any additional child you have over four. Now, the rates of the payment, the allowance is paid for each eligible child between age 4 and 11 on or before the 30th of September 2009. is 150 euros. The allowance for each child aged between 12 and 22 on or before the 30th of September 2019 is 275 euros. Children aged between 18 and 22 years must be returned to full-time second level education in a recognised school or college in the autumn of 2019. So you'd have to get proof for the child that they are going back, to, if they're 18 to 22, going back to school in September of 2019 to get the 275 for your child. Now, how to apply? You can apply to any of your local social welfare offices. And as I said, first, if you're already an automatic client, you'll get it before the week starting the 8th of July. If not, the application forms come available from the 24th of June, and you can also download them from the 1st of July if you want to do them on the website yourself. So if you just want to, if you're local and you just want to drop into the Civic Centre, we have the forms, and if you need help filling them in, we'll do them with you. And that's it. And that's just to let you know that our service opens from 9:30 to 11:30. Then we close from 11:30 to 1:30, and we reopen from 11:30 till 4:00. They're our new opening hours. You don't need to make an appointment. We're a drop-in service. Or if you can't get in touch with us, or you can't get up to us, just give us a ring at 0761 078 190. That's 0761 078 190. Or you can drop into any of our two main outreaches. We're in the Omni Shopping Centre between 10 and 1 every Tuesday morning, and our information officer will have the application forms with her. Or we're in Beaumont Hospital every Thursday between 10 and 11:30. If you can't get over to us here, that's our two main outreaches. And that's it, John, for today.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for that, and we'll talk again next week.